This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Donald Trump will hold a signing ceremony at the White House today, as a matter of fact, getting underway just in the next few minutes, for the normalization of relations between Israel and the Arab states of the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, UAE Foreign Affairs Minister Abdullah bin Zayed, and Bahrain Foreign Minister Abdullatif bin Rashid Al-Zayani will sign the so-called Abraham Accord on the south lawn of the White House. The Israel-UAE deal was initially reached on August 13th between Israel and UAE, with Bahrain announcing last Friday that we'll also formally recognize the Jewish state. Under the Abraham Accord, Prime Minister Netanyahu has agreed to halt plans to annex portions of the West Bank. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says slow-moving Hurricane Sally, the latest storm to threaten the U.S. Gulf Coast, remains offshore but is already bringing high winds, rain, and surf to the coastline. In the latest report, forecasters say Sally was about 110 kilometers east to southeast of the coast of Louisiana and Mississippi. It currently has maximum sustained winds of 140 kilometers per hour, and hurricane warnings early Tuesday extended from the Louisiana-Mississippi border east to Florida. Oregon Governor Kate Brown says her state has been pushed to its limits by the historic wildfires that have destroyed hundreds of hectares of land and wiped out entire communities. Brown told reporters Monday night that she has asked President Donald Trump to issue a major disaster declaration for the Pacific Northwest of the U.S. state, which would make additional federal resources available. President Trump had already issued a federal emergency declaration for Oregon last week. This is VOA News.